Go.
Who the hell are you, man?
Genius, billionaire, playboy, philanthropist.
We are the Knights!
Nerd!
Hold on to your butts.
And now for something completely different.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Knights of Nerds 2 podcast. We're a podcast for all things nerd. My name is Chris. I'm here with
Sam.
Long pause.
We're just so off now when we do this.
Yeah, Sam, he's supposed to be next.
Yeah, well, I'm sitting in John's old spot, so, yeah.
You're screwing everything up, Sam. What the hell?
And Sean.
And
me.
And on tonight's episode.
Fine, John.
We talk Avengers Infinity War. And that's going to be the majority. We're going to do a little bit of Westworld. John has some conspiracies, so that'll be at the end. But first and foremost, as always, we start off with Star Wars trivia.
Yeah, Star Wars trivia. Okay, so last week's question was, and this was a toughie when I asked it around the table last week, who does Princess Leia impersonate to gain access to Jabba's palace? Sam.
A Doberman.
Doberman Pinscher?
Yeah.
Okay. John?
Carrie Fisher.
Chris?
Bumblebee Tuna. The correct answer is I don't know. They don't mention it in the movie.
It's not Borsk, right?
It's Bush. B-O-O-S-H. Yeah. She's
Bush?
A... Bush.
Bush! Bush!
B-O-U-S-H-H, sorry.
Jabba Bush!
But she's an obese... Not obese, obese bounty hunter.
Listen, she's perfect the way she is.
That was tricky because, yes, they did not say the name
right.
of the movie.
That was probably the hardest one that we've had so far.
It's like being like, oh, what's the name of the guy with the giant trunk? Never mentioned on the movie, but Sean, that would be who?
Yves Montmon.
There we go.
It's just a lazy name.
Yeah, yeah.
I was probably one on Hasbro at that point, so...
Yeah, true.
I'm guessing. Anyway.
So
This week's, which is posted on Facebook, is... Where does Jabba the Hutt cast Solo, Chewbacca, and Skywalker to be terminated?
So this was posted on Facebook.
HR.
You can... If you know the answer, you can reply to us on Facebook, facebook.com/KnightsOfNerditude, and... Nobody has actually come up with an answer yet for anything.
No.
They're that hard.
Yeah.
Because we have millions of fans and listeners.
Well, anyway, let's get into the reason why we all came here tonight and went out last Friday. Is the new Avengers Infinity War movie came out.
It did?
Yeah, I know, right? It came out of nowhere.
God damn it. I didn't see anything about this movie. When did it drop? Just kidding.
2 weeks ago? It was supposed to be this week.
Yeah. It was supposed to be this Friday.
But they actually pushed it ahead a week, as we mentioned before.
And then everything else pushed itself ahead a week to avoid that.
Well, anyway, this movie did wonders at the box office, and it broke all kinds of records. And I don't want to come up with all the records, but you know how they like introduced Daenerys in Game of Thrones, where it's like Breaker of Change, Unburnt, Queen of whatever, just titles.
Yeah,
they broke
titles.
All the records.
Yeah,
that's all
literally
you need
everything.
To know.
I think Triple J
one. One important record is they destroyed or already surpassed the Justice League's box office in what, 5 days?
No, they did it in three.
Was it 3 days?
Yeah, okay. I think it was like 260 is how much Justice League made, and that's how much they made opening weekend.
Yeah. Before we get into just the movie itself, just box office update. It was 250 domestic globally over the weekend. Right now, international, it's 800 million. And it's not even on the second weekend yet, which...
Nope. It's not even in China yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so...
It's even broken all the records overseas.
Next weekend, there's going to be more and more and more titles. So.
And so this movie beat out Star Wars. Was it the Force Awakens?
Yes. And Jurassic World.
Yeah, well, Force Awakens.
Biggest open.
Yeah.
Yep.
But you look at a lot of those films that this beat out, there was a lot of hype for those movies, and they were okay or a disappointment. Like, The Last Jedi is on that list. So you saw a significant drop after the first weekend on all of these. This is the one where it's like, no, this is actually a good movie.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. We're not going to know until it happens.
Right, yeah, we don't know what kind of drop.
So let's get this out of the way now. So we're going to do non-spoilers for the first 10 minutes. It's going to be hard, but non-spoilers for the first 10 minutes. And then after that, if you're still listening, you've already seen it. If not, you got to shut it off if you don't want to be ruined by this movie, because there is a lot of stuff that happens that we will need to discuss in order to further
the
discussion.
There's a couple of events. There's some protagonists.
There's a war, I think.
There's a very much a conflict.
Yes.
A very angry Raisin with a glove.
Yeah.
He's a giant purple wrinkly guy.
It's a sideboard 8 involved.
Oh, yeah. I got that.
Yeah, there you go.
That was bad.
Could I start the takes?
That was a Sam pun. Oh, yes. All right, go ahead. Sorry. I just did my first Sam pun.
I thought...
Feels good, doesn't it?
Feels...
Out of nowhere, I'll just say, I thought this was funnier than any of the other Avengers movies, but I think they made the joke about Thanos' chin looking like a scrotum way too early, because that's like what I fixated on for the rest of the movie.
I must have missed that, because for the first half of the movie, it felt like the audio was so incredibly low that I couldn't hear anything.
Really?
The dialogue.
Yeah.
Really? So the actions was
loud.
I think
that was part of the theater, because I think they had like the AC going.
Yeah, the AC was like on and off.
Because yeah, when it cut off, I'm like, oh my god, I can hear this movie.
Yeah, and then there were people talking throughout the whole movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To the back left of you guys, and then oh god.
Behind John.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yep.
I told him to shut up.
Yeah. Mid movie.
Well, you don't. Yeah.
They did stop. Though.
I threw some shushes, and listen, I don't mind a little talk here and there. Incessant chatter is not no.
Yeah, it can't be consistent.
Yeah.
Like I can ignore every now and then.
Here's another thing, because we're talking about the movie going experience. The dude sitting next to me, like legit, and like this happens 5 minutes in, so it's not really a spoiler. When Thanos gets one of the Infinity Stones, the first one from like the Tesseract or whatever, literally put his hand on my lap. And like it was there, it wasn't like there like, oh shit, that's a mistake. Like it was like, oh my god, what's going on? Why is he putting his hand on my lap? And then just took it away. And then I felt worse.
Silent for the rest of the movie.
So yeah, I think he looked over at me at one point and was like, oh, this is awesome, man. Oh, I'm like, right. Okay, what the fuck is
there
going
was another, on here? There was another thing that somebody did in the theater, but I don't want to say it until later, because it is a spoiler. I had no idea this actually was in the movie. So we'll save that for later.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Do you know what
about.
It is? Okay.
Yeah, when they just yelled out the guy's name.
Yeah, yeah. And then it just, like, half the theater laughed. Anyway. And I couldn't stop laughing at that part, because you just piece it together. You're like, what is going on?
I'll say one last thing. As much as like I'm not a fan of like going to like the big screening anymore, as much as I was like when I was a kid, it's not like that's pretty much like the kind of movie, if you're going to do that, where it's like tolerable. It's like that and like The Expendables are like, yeah, it's an important movie, but it's like not that important, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
It's a nice, fun...
It's not like a movie where you really have to sit down and think.
Right. Like, or, like, want to be, like, immersed in it.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely a movie you could fall out of and then jump back on with pretty much ease.
Yeah.
Yeah. This was such an easy movie to follow.
It was very nice, though, because at two and a three quarters of an hour, so it was, what, 240?
240, I think.
It's a long movie.
It flew by.
Yeah. So the good thing I want to say about this...
It was very stuffed.
Yes.
Like, there was a lot of stuff
going
on.
But that's a good thing, though. That's a good thing. In my opinion, it's a good thing, because if you're there for 2 hours and 40 minutes, there are going to be peaks and valleys in this stuff. But from maybe 45 minutes on, it's just nonstop. Stuff is happening. There's a little bit of a slowdown, and then it just keeps going and going and going. Stuff is happening all the time.
I literally feel like the slowest part that I kind of was like, yeah... was the first time you see Tony Stark.
Oh, he's talking to Pepper Potts,
yeah.
And you're like,
I was like,
why am I here? It was that and when Vision and Scarlet Witch are talking.
Right.
When you first see them.
Yeah. Those are like, but
the slower,
for the whole
the
movie,
parts.
Like those were, well, I understand, John, why you like you would see that as being slow. I was happy they put that in because it kind of reinforces their relationship they have, because you really didn't see that in Civil War. You saw did. You saw it developing, but now it's like it's a thing now.
I guess like in Civil War, you're like, oh, well, this clearly that's what this leads to, but they right. never really show it.
Right.
It's almost a forbidden. The thing is, it's almost a forbidden romance because yeah. Vision did side with the Avengers and Tony Stark in Civil War, right. and then obviously Scarlet Witch.
Also, yeah. he's a robot,
right? The they were okay for some reason. That's what I thought, and then like they're sleeping together, and I'm like, what? I thought,
but it's kind of
did anybody it, really? Does that really even matter after?
No, because you could get a sense, you could tell that Tony Stark didn't really care what they were doing on the side, and obviously Chris Evans or Captain America didn't really care what they were doing on the side. They just yeah. let it happen.
Yeah. So long as it was missionary.
So,
the way God intended it.
In the air.
I don't know if it was all missionary, Sam, but I'll tell you what, it was visionary.
Anyway, so just non-spoiler again.
They actually do it talkie.
We can't Sorry. Say... we can't say best, like, favorite scenes or anything. How does this rank... compared to all the other Marvel movies? Are we thinking top 10, top 5?
I mean, I like to let these things settle in yeah. a bit, because I'm still like, woo! But, yeah, I'd probably say it might end up top 5.
Yeah, I kind of agree.
Maybe top 3.
After multiple viewings, I don't think it's going to diminish it that much.
I think this is leaps and bounds better than any... I mean, first off, I didn't see Ultron, but leaps and bounds better than any other Avengers movie. And yeah, it's probably maybe even top 3 MCU, but probably top 5.
Did you guys get a sense that the comedy was on point with the seriousness of the movie? Like, they didn't overdo the comedy, they didn't underdo it?
No.
Because this movie is serious, it has a serious tone to it.
It didn't knock it off kilter. You know, there were moments where you're like, wait, what? So we're joking around now?
Yeah.
It felt like very much like... that was just the character. Like, Tony Stark making jokes. Yeah. It's like...
Tony yeah. Stark, Peter Quill, even Thor.
Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange is making some jokes. I definitely came out of this liking Doctor Strange more.
Okay, same here.
Like, yeah. I was yeah. very surprised on that one.
So, I will say this to those who don't want to be spoiled. The people who were worried that the trailer revealed too many jokes between Star-Lord and Tony Stark, that whole scene in the movie does not disappoint.
No.
It doesn't disappoint. You're not ruined in the trailer.
When they first meet, that's probably the best part.
Of the movie?
No, for comedy between them. When they first meet.
I see. I like the scene with... I don't want to say it. The Guardian, all right. With the Guardians thing.
Let's get into the deep stuff. Really quick, what's your, like, big picture, how I'm feeling about this? I think it's pretty good. I don't think it like penetrated past like, you know, I say, you know, MCU movies always fall within a very specific range. I think this, like we said, on the upper end.
Yeah.
But like, it's definitely not like fucking amazing or anything like that. But having said that, yeah. And I think MCU 2 is like trending in a good direction.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm.
I will agree with you that I think it's a really good movie. I think that Marvel is going in a good direction. I think the seriousness of these movies are starting to... or the drama aspect is starting to filter into some of it. Hence Logan and even Thor Ragnarok had a sense of overall doom, pending doom almost. And I kind of like that. What I don't like about this movie is... I don't want to spoil this one either, but it is not a standalone. It is a part one... of something.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
already 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
And still didn't complete a story.
Which mm-hmm. I'm fine with, because imagine that, like, limiting this all to one movie.
That was a 4-hour movie. I was looking at my watch, and I'm like, there's no way this is a standalone
for a movie. Like,
there's literally no reason to make a blockbuster movie 4 hours.
Right.
Like, you make yeah. 2 2-hour movies.
Right.
But the thing is...
and that's why I'm okay with this being two-parter.
You yeah. know people are going to spend the money to go see the 4-hour movie, yeah. which is the weird...
No, but this they're not... But you say that, though...
you're going to get the fans, not the norms.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, no, but even then, like, theaters have to... you know, it takes more... like, it's less... there's less tickets you can sell to a 4-hour movie.
Agreed.
Just on the time alone.
Yeah. Well, I mean, stop playing so 30 minutes of trailers.
Look at it this way. We've seen many movies do the final part in two parts. Some of these sort of shit. Some of them people at this table actually like. So Hunger Games split the last part in two parts. Twilight did it. Harry Potter did it.
Hobbit went from 2 to 3.
Hobbit went, yep. To three.
One to one, three.
Yeah. Well, no, it was originally going to be two parts.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Right. But either way, like, that's not what it felt. Like, this movie didn't feel like they had, like, a 3.5 hour film and they were like, no, it's too long. We have to cut it into two.
Yeah.
It felt like this had a complete story that was part of a bigger picture.
Like, it felt
that's
like
a better way of putting it.
They could have made three movies out of this because it felt that stuffed.
Yeah.
It felt like they were trying to do so many things that you felt like, okay, they might actually cut stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
And it was still just stuffed.
Yeah. And we'll discuss. I do have questions for you guys about, like, the next part.
Okay.
Later. So, overall, I think everybody enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And would recommend for definitely any Marvel fan.
I mean, we can talk why and to what extent, but I'll tell you what, man. Thanos, one of the best villains in the MCU.
Easily.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Maybe one of the best comic book
all
movies.
All that worry about them, like, they did not build up Thanos at all.
The first 5 minutes.
You could tell the point of this movie was to be like, yeah, Thanos is a bad guy.
But is he?
Anyway,
you could almost say it's a
and on that
movie,
note, but. And on that note, we're gonna switch over to spoilers.
Okay,
so spoiler alert! If you haven't seen Avengers: Infinity War,
what the hell are you
and
doing?
You don't want to be ruined, yeah. What are you doing, number one? But if you don't want to be ruined, shut it off. Listen to it later. For those of you who did stick around and watch the movie already, oh my god.
Okay, we're going to the ending first?
No. How about we start kind of
where we left off last week.
Oh, the Deadpool?
We did a Deadpool last week. And I have it right in front of us.
I don't think it's enforceable. I really don't, but okay.
Anyway, so yes, there were deaths in this, whether you consider them a death or a quote death. And if you've seen the movie, you understand that. There are literally two people who are dead. Like, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Well, this is... So, it's all question mark now.
Sorry.
So, which ones are you talking
three.
About?
Sorry, there's three that are dead.
So, let's...
First one was it Heimdall? Or Idris Elba's character.
Yeah, Heimdall. Which, by the way, horrible omission from us. Actually, truthfully, thought he was kind of dead already.
He was kind of one of those characters where, like, unless he's on the screen, I forget about him.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, yeah, Idris Elba's in this universe. Forgot about that.
Yeah. So,
like, I remembered more that, what's his name? The guy who's in Star Trek, who's in the Ragnarok, Carl Urban.
Oh, okay.
I remember more that he's in Ragnarok than Idris Elba's in the entire fucking series.
I know.
Yeah.
Now, do we think he's gone?
He's gone.
I think he's gone.
Yeah,
he's
dead.
Yeah. And then the second one?
Second one is Loki, who I picked. He's gone.
That was a tough one. I never thought I was attached to him that much.
Yeah, I know.
I'm still skeptical because, once again, he's the trickster. Like, I can see him, like, not actually being dead.
That's what I thought they were going with, like, at first, like, because you knew there was something up, and then you see he's got a knife behind him.
Yeah,
yeah.
But then that the second he got caught with a knife, though,
yeah,
you're like,
yeah.
Once he got
choked out by Thanos.
Don't do the third one yet.
No,
that.
I won't. But he threw him down, and he was like, no more tricks or whatever. Like, he mentioned, like, this wasn't a trick by Loki, so. Yeah, I trust Thanos.
But this is where, as Sam mentioned, it's about building up Thanos to think he's this hardcore villain. I mean, he fought and crushed the Hulk.
Oh, yeah, that was an amazing
scene. That set the bar high.
Like,
you have the strongest Avenger.
Yeah. Once Loki was like, we have a Hulk, and the Hulk just comes out, And he starts wailing on Thanos. You're like, oh shit, this is cool. And then once Thanos is like, okay, I'm done with this. And
then you realize it's 3 minutes into the movie. You're like, I don't know if it's going to go this way. Like,
this is going to end well.
And just the Hulk gets its ass handed to him. And, oh man.
And that starts an interesting arc for Hulk.
Yeah.
Which, you know, you don't usually have that sentence ever.
Couldn't get his Hulk up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hulk was refusing to come out.
Yeah.
He needed the blue pill.
Yeah. But I had a feeling Hulk was going to die in this film. They kind of set it up, like, just the whole thing. And then,
I mean, that would have been fucking badass opening. Be like, oh, hey, remember that, like, unstoppable force that's, like, helped us, like, in all, like, the last movies? Yeah. Thanos fucking killed him, like, 3 seconds in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I even thought, like, he was going to die at the end. But once once during that final fight, how he still couldn't get Hulk to come out, I was like, there's no way they're going to kill Bruce Banner the Hulk.
Wait, not the Hulk.
They're going to kill him in Hulk form.
Yeah.
If they're Bruce going Banner. To, it's going to be in Hulk form.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Without a doubt.
So then, like, on that whole scene sets up, and that's where you start getting the first, you know, the Infinity Stones. And then they go to New York, and then they have this whole fight and everything, and Doctor Strange, awesome Iron fight. Man getting together. That was a good fight. But, and then they this is where I'm getting at. The Spider-Man suit.
Oh my God, that was awesome.
Was that not the best thing?
So glad that once again something about Spider-Man was edited out of the trailers.
Yes, you saw a little bit of the suit,
but like they didn't show the actual legs, the Iron Spider suit.
It was so awesome. Yeah. And then you knew, and it was funny because when they're flying up of the thing, and the Tony's like, release item 75A or something like that, and I'm like, wait, hold on a second.
Yeah, once it started flying, I was like,
is this it? Is this what it is? And then he gets it, like.
Yeah.
Worth it.
Yeah.
Chris was spent.
I was done. At that point, I was done.
Yeah.
Twice.
That was an awesome, like, addition.
That was definitely a nice little thing for the fans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was solely for the fans.
Yeah.
That whole Spider-Man suit.
Nobody else would be like, so he's got some iron legs now? I don't know.
No, he's got 8 legs?
I guess that.
Sorry, no, he has 10 legs, because it's 6 that come out, and then 7, 8, 9, 10.
I think there was only 4.
Or is it 4 that come out?
It's only 4.
Yeah, it was only 4.
Oh, I thought it was 6.
Only 4.
I saw the movie almost a year ago, so I mean. But yeah, no, the Iron Spider was just awesome. Loved it. And you even saw, like, there's, like, the scene where all the stuff is falling down, and Spider-Man's going through the wreckage. If you watch the trailer, it's just Spider-Man. You watch the movie, he's got the legs out going through.
Yeah, so, I mean, they also did that with Hulk. Because they have that, they shoot shots of the fight in Wakanda at the end.
Oh, yeah.
And they had the Hulk in the background.
Yeah.
And the Hulk never comes out after the first time you see him when he fights Thanos.
That's
Which is probably a whole other discussion on its own, which we don't really have to get into here, but it's just wild they do that. They take such, like, time to, like, literally make, like, anti-trailers.
Like, that whole scene of all of them running towards whatever never happened in the movie.
And like, that's fine. Misdirection.
I think if that shot wasn't used, then it was, you know, it was there in spirit.
Yeah, there was some other
that shot. Is the poster. That's the poster.
But that poster shot of, like, the Hulk in the background, Falcon and War Machine flying overhead, that shot was never used in this film, which is kind of crazy to think about because it literally shows everybody who's on Earth.
You get a lot of shots in a battle scene.
Right.
Granted, they're all CG, but I'm sure they still
Because remember, they're also like running through a jungle in that shot. But at no point were they really ever in the jungle.
Or running through a jungle.
Yeah.
They were in the jungle, but they weren't running through it.
Are you saying there's a lot of CGI?
I didn't get that picture.
That said, War Machine is still War Machine, thank God, in this movie. With the amount of weaponry that
one complaint I have to say, I don't know if you guys agree with this, the CGI on Iron Man and Iron Spider was horrid.
It was tough.
I didn't really notice the Hulkbuster suit, that was also horrid.
The Hulkbuster suit I definitely didn't like that much. The CGI was a little...
Yeah, but like it basically, if they showed... I should say, if they showed the actor's face in their suit, the CGI was awful. There was a scene where with Tony Stark and Peter Parker on the ship, and then both of them have their masks off, and it's so obviously like green screened suit, yeah. in, and it looks bad. But if that's my only complaint for this movie,
I'm not hindering on that.
No,
You get the Black Order.
Mm-hmm.
Those weren't too bad.
Four? I think
you got one, two, Proxima, three, four. Midnight. Yeah. I forget.
I only remember Proxima Midnight. She's the only one I remember because we talked about her a lot at work.
Yeah. Then there's the magician.
Yeah, I forget his name.
But that's. And they were
dude with the chain.
I feel
and
like
then,
they were cannon fodder almost just to get to Thanos, which is fine.
Yeah,
it's a long movie.
Yeah, like I don't need to be introduced to them. I got the idea. They're just bad.
Yeah, they seem pretty evil.
Yeah. Like the magician guy did not need any more than that. He's a magician. He can move things with his mind.
Amazingly,
yeah. Got it.
Amazingly, that he was defeated by Peter Parker, sort of.
It was a team effort.
It was, yeah, but it was Parker's idea. He was like, you guys ever see Alien?
Yeah.
Aliens. Sorry, this really old film called Aliens.
Well, it's just like...
And I was like, where are we going?
Strange is like, what is he, your ward?
Yeah, I actually watched Civil War before I saw this. That's a continuation of the joke in
He's
that
like,
movie.
Yeah. Remember that really old movie with the Snow Planet or something like that?
Yeah. So, remember a really old movie called, was it Empire Strikes Back?
Yeah.
It's like, where did you get him?
Although my favorite is when they meet Peter Quill, and he's like, tell him about the dance-off. He's like,
yeah, the dance-off to like save the galaxy. Okay. Guardians.
The greatest movie ever?
Or was it where he's like, they mentioned Kevin Bacon, and Thor's like talking about the Avengers. He's like, he could be part of the team. I haven't seen them in a while.
So the Avengers meet Thor, and funny scene.
Well, the Guardians.
The Guardians meet Thor. Funny scene, and I really enjoyed it, was when they're like feeling up his arms, and he's just like, you are a boy. Yeah, he is a man.
This is a man. You are a boy. And then,
you are a guy. Yeah. This is a man.
And then just he starts talking in like the deep accent. Just trying to be like.
No, this is my normal voice.
Oh
what? I can't remember the character's name, but Dave Bautista.
Drax.
That's it. Drax. He was hilarious.
Oh, he was great.
There
was
that.
There was the him being invisible scene.
He's like,
or is he eating the nuts?
I'm moving so slow. You can't see me. And then Mantis comes in. He's like, hi, Drax.
He's like, damn it. Long have you been standing there? An hour.
My favorite line he had was when they meet up with Tony Stark and all of them.
Yeah, this is what I was talking about.
Where's Gamora? I'll do you better. Who's Gamora?
I'll do you better. What is Gamora?
Some of the lines were good.
Drax was really funny.
Yeah, no, Bautista has definitely stepped up his game on the comedy factor. Like, in Guardians 1, he was like, yeah, he's funny. Guardians 2, he was hilarious. And it's continued into this. And I'm perfectly fine with it.
Yeah, it's... See, I thought they actually killed off Drax and Mantis when Gamora went in. I'm like, wow, this is how they do it.
Yeah. When he changes reality.
Yeah. And then he rewinded
for
whatever it was.
And then like changes it back for some reason or it doesn't work.
He wanted to prove that Gamora was gonna kill him.
But like why would you change it back like afterwards?
Because Peter Quill took the shot. Everything came out bubbles, and then Thanos went, I like you, kid, and then disappeared into the portal.
Yeah, with
Gamora. So I'm assuming he did it.
Why would the reality stone be, like, reset then?
He can do it himself.
Why isn't...
why would he do...
Why would he unkill Drax?
This is Thanos.
Yeah, this is Thanos.
That's a great explanation.
He has this respect for others for doing certain things, a.k.a., Tony Stark standing up to him and right. saying, all right, I won't kill your whole species. I'm only going to kill half. Because you basically fought me and almost beat me.
Yeah.
That's what he does. That's how Thanos is. He's
so
all
close
about, like, the
till
respect
the real
and the
villain showed their ugly head.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
One thing I noticed when watching this movie, and like, it's really true of the whole MCU, the casting across the board in the universe is fucking great.
Yeah.
Like, this movie, like, really reinforced the fact that, like, it doesn't really take much of a plot. Like, you can just kind of, like, everyone just be in the same room together, and, like, if it's fun, and it's, like, you're glad you're there.
It's very much about the personalities in the room.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's seems pretty natural overall, you know.
You would think there would be more blow-ups between actors and actresses.
Yeah, everybody apparently
gets
along.
Well, they're all getting paid, like, fucking billions to, like, you know, be on screen for, like, 5 minutes.
Right, so. But it's still very surprising that, like, you don't hear of these feuds between actors.
I'm sure there's some, and I'm sure they also know that, like, they need to have all these personalities around each other, so let's go find good locker room players, you know? But no, it's great, like Spider-Man is fucking incredible. Like, Tom Holland is that. Like, you kind of see, like, Thor. Like, Hemsworth seems to really be coming on lately.
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely since, Ragnarok.
Since
they
let him loose with the comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's even stated, so everybody's contract is up after 4. And Hemsworth has stated, he's like, no, I want to keep going.
See, this is where the question mark comes in. This is what I'm pissed about with Marvel is all contract terms were released.
Yeah.
Granted, they didn't know it was going to be that big of a hit when they first signed on everything.
Right.
But we know Tony Stark's last movie, this is it.
Well, his contract's up.
But the contract's up. So we know all that stuff.
It could be renewed.
Right.
It could be, but he's probably demanding $50 million
here's,
a movie.
And here's
he,
the
well,
thing.
Hold on. No, he's just getting paid $50 million.
Yeah,
he's not demanding anything. He's the highest paid actor in Hollywood.
Yeah. But it's just...
That actually also might be just a plan where they have, like, preliminary agreements with everyone. They haven't signed the contracts, but they don't want to sign the contracts now and ruin who dies and who doesn't.
Well, you have Sebastian Stan. Mm-hmm. He signed on for, I think, 3 more movies.
Yeah.
It's like... Well,
and
it was like a 9 move. It was stupid long.
Yeah, it was a long.
What happens to him, though?
Well, do we want to talk about the end?
I do want to... Wait, hold on. What was it? Red Skull.
Red Skull comes back.
Wow. I was thoroughly shocked, excited at the same time.
Yeah.
Because it was just one of those, like, they kept this thing under wraps.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting Red Skull to show up.
I enjoyed that. It was just a nice little thing. Like,
yeah.
I did not have strong feelings about it, but I saw it. I'm like... Like, I remember when he was talking, I'm like, I know that voice. What is that
voice?
Well,
it was a different actor.
It actually wasn't Hugo Weaving, though.
It's a dude from Game of Thrones, I believe.
It did sound like him. But yeah, I was like, that was like fucking 14 movies ago.
Yeah.
That was 9 or 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And no one fucking liked
Red Skull either. It's not like people were, well, we're dying for him, but, you know, we killed him off.
Well, they never killed him off. This whole time, because Hugo Weaving signed a 3-movie contract. So,
and then just didn't fucking care, I guess.
Well, no, what happened was he said basically the process he had to go through to become the Red Skull, it was so horrid for him. Like,
You're using horrid a lot.
I am using horrid a lot.
Did they say that a lot at
your
office?
Do you have
office?
A word?
No.
Do you have a word of the day calendar?
Today's word is horrid. No, he absolutely hated the process of becoming Red Skull. So he basically kept trying to fight out his contract. He's like, I don't want to come back. So I guess this is them being like, you can go, Hugo Weaving. Have fun being Megatron.
Well, we do see Red Skull.
Yes.
See, we got a red person, we got a green person, we got a purple person, all in one scene.
And only one comes out.
Yep.
Red Skull's still alive.
Well, that we know of.
Red Skull's still a wraith, but...
Yeah. He's a dementor.
That's where we get... So this is the big question death.
I was wondering if he was going to be like, you know, asking where the ring was, but...
Yeah, the only death where it's really uncertain if they're permanently dead.
Yeah, because it's just... It wasn't with the finger snap, it was actually...
There
are many theories around this.
Many theories. Most of them are, but isn't she supposed to be like one of the big things in Guardians 3?
Yes, she's signed on to do other movies. Yes.
Yeah,
she is, but then again, she also is doing 17 Avatar movies.
Sure, when those come out.
Yeah.
Well, know. He's filming.
When
he's
those doing, come out next he, century.
He's yeah. filming all that stuff. So, so whether or not that's...
She's not the only actor in all those movies.
No, I agree, but it's just...
But no, she's... Because the third Guardians is supposed to be about Adam Warlock, and she's literally the only one who has a chance against him.
Says,
or so we think.
Well,
says the comics.
Well, Drax is supposedly a main contender for Thanos.
Right.
So, I mean, look what happens.
Right.
You have to take those as is.
Hey, in the comics, speaking of comics really quick, does Thanos have a helicopter that says Thanos on it?
Yes.
Why wasn't that not in the movie? Spoiler alert, guys. Sorry. Because that's, like, incredible.
I have no answer to that.
I have no
that
answer.
Question
that would have been. Sam, wouldn't that have been great?
Oh, yeah. Like,
wait, well, I'm trying to
I would even take it
was.
A step further. Zeppelin.
That just says Thanos on it.
Thanos on the side.
I'm trying to remember what book that was. It was some ridiculous thing.
I saw it, like, someone refer to that, like, just online somewhere, and I thought it was, like, a funny joke that they just, like, pulled out of their ass. It's just, like, a random thing. And then I saw the picture of it, and I was like, oh, my God.
There's the picture of Thanos in the Thanos copter.
Hang on. Let me see this.
There's another good one, too.
Like, I love the fact that he's driving the copter.
Oh, well, yeah.
He's
it's
the only
one person.
Yeah.
All right. So let's skip on to the end, John. You want to skip on to the end?
Sure. I think it's probably the most important thing about the movie.
Yeah.
Okay. So how do we want to put this?
Well, I mean, every...
So Thanos gets all the stones.
So Thanos wins.
Snaps his finger, and then everybody wins. Everybody wins. Everybody.
Like,
Thanos wins.
That took balls for this movie. Like, granted, they're not actually dead. But they're coming back.
Yeah.
But...
That we
like,
know of.
No, they're coming back. Think about who...
They are they're not dead remotely.
Died.
Yeah,
Think about the majority... Well, all the people that...
Okay, so it's more or less a question of which ones are coming
back.
No,
but literally, think of all of them.
Okay.
I
so half the people die.
Yeah.
Yes.
Half the characters die.
As I was... When did you guys start to notice that, like, the people dying was, like, implausible that, like, they're actually dead?
It was pretty
when
early
they
on.
Killed Black Panther.
Yeah,
right?
It was
like,
Black Panther.
Yeah, Black Panther was roughly when I'm
It was very surprising Spider-Man's death, how, like, emotional that was.
Okay, so,
quote,
so here's
when
the
you
thing.
Had realized it was already bullshit, you're like, oh, but fuck,
right,
bro.
Right, but you have
but
to...
But Spider-Man doesn't know it's bullshit.
Right, yeah, it Think of Tom Holland's performance during that where he's like, Mr. Stark, I don't feel good. And then, like, you just see it on Tony Stark, like, oh, shit, I fucked up kind of, like, thing. Like, I couldn't protect the kid.
Yeah.
And that's where you see his mental breakdown in the trailers.
So, what was I going to say? So, there's multiple theories about this because it's going to be maybe solved in the next one, whether or not they build something with all the Infinity Stones. That's one theory. Build it and then reverse everything Thanos did. There's another theory out there, and this one I'm more partial to, is Thanos is all about balance.
Yeah,
and he'll go up to the Avengers and say, "Look, you can bring back one person per life. You can trade
a life."
So
because they have mentioned that a lot.
Who we left with? All the original Avengers are left.
And yeah, it was the people who survived were all the ones you think were going to die.
Yes.
People with their contract up. And people... Did Falcon or... No,
Falcon
died.
Died, but
War Machine
lived.
Yeah, we...
Because he was like, Sam, where are you, Sam? Walking through the jungle.
The original.
Do we really need both?
Like,
I don't think we need both.
Nebula survived.
Yeah.
And she was like an easy one to die.
Yeah. Well, no, she's not going to die.
Well, you can't leave Tony Stark on the planet alone.
Please
yeah.
Should, please kill Nebula. We're good. Karen Gillan is a great actress, but like, no.
We can
live without. All right, so at first I had like a theory on the fly that
I know.
Yeah, this is a good one.
I
called me about it.
Wait, you called him?
Yeah.
Like, actually called him about this theory about the Avengers movie?
I was driving home, so like I knew it was a somewhat captive audience. All right, I thought at first, actually, I think I might have told you guys this on the way out of the theater, is that I thought what they did, and this would have been hilarious, like, amazing, is that everybody who disappeared would have, like, gone to, like, the reality, the, like, real one, and what we were seeing was the one where everybody who was left was going to die. Because that sort of fits the bill for, like, you know, we thought all these people were going to die.
It's basically a switcheroo.
That's not a bad theory either.
No, but it can't.
I don't think they...
I think they would have done it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They would have done it in
but
the movie.
Here's the sort of one off of that that I think maybe might be, because it kind of fits in. So movie emphasizes a lot of sacrifice.
Yeah.
And I think, much like what you're saying, Chris, although I don't think they'll really have a choice, I think it's going to be a matter of they'll swap their lives for the other half's lives.
Yeah,
I think that's that might happen. At least so, with like one
because you can balance an amount like Tony and Spider-Man and Cap and Winter Soldier and then War Machine, Falcon. You
the
can
problem
actually
is
swap
the
these.
Entire Guardians of the Galaxy minus Rocket Raccoon. So who's Rocket going to trade?
Yeah,
Groot.
There you go.
So you still get rid
and
of
that's,
Rocket,
and that's where your dilemma.
Rocket literally
goes.
Is like. Is that
he's
thorn
the turd
inside.
In the bunch bowl?
Yeah,
yeah.
I think it's gonna be.
He ruins all the theories.
I'm wondering if it's gonna be something like they gather the stones and they use the gauntlet. But
well,
what's
there to gather the stones? I mean,
yeah.
Aren't
so
they all,
so
how are they?
And this is where
the
this is okay. So in the
are
movie,
they like Dragon
you know
Balls?
How,
or?
You know, this is the movie where this is the part where you remember how I said earlier about the people in the movie theater. You remember how there's this dwarf that comes up. And then somebody in the theater goes, "That's Peter Dinklage," and everybody starts. He starts laughing, and then everybody starts laughing in the movie.
To me, Peter Dinklage was actually the worst part about it because his performance was not very good.
I didn't like it.
No,
I didn't
really
like
couldn't tell it was like Peter Dinklage. Like in like you would think like if you're having a cameo like that, it'd be like, "Hey, Peter Dinklage."
Yeah, yeah, and no, like he it felt like a really phoned in performance.
Yeah.
And you're like,
he definitely overacted. In
yeah.
his parts.
Yeah.
It was the kind of thinking where it's like, oh, we need a dwarf for the forge. Oh, wouldn't it be funny if we had a giant Peter Dinklage? Yes, it would.
What was I going to say? So he's still around, and he created the mold for the gauntlet. Yeah. So he can technically create another mold for another gauntlet or something like that. He still has the mold. We saw it in the movie.
Right.
And I have this idea that they go, they fight Thanos, get the stones from the broken gauntlet, put it in the new one, and because you have to be godly in order to actually
use it,
Thor, Cap, and Iron Man all hold on to the gauntlet, reverse everything that was done, and those three are sacrificed. All
right. Here's another turd in the punch bowl. There are two actors, well, there's few, but two main actors that were credited for this movie that weren't in it. One being Paul Rudd. So he's got a major part in the next one. Carol Danvers, was it Brie Larson?
Brie Larson.
She's got a major part in the next one. And the other one is Jeremy Renner as Hawkeye has a major part in the next one. So, and
I don't know what you're implying with any of this
because, like,
we got some bodies to give.
Yeah, we've got three people that are supposed to. One has a solo film beforehand,
Which apparently is a prequel.
Well, technically,
yeah,
two.
Well, but, it's set. Yeah, it's weird because Captain Marvel is going to be set in the 90s. Apparently,
yes,
that's both are going to be prequels. Technically,
technically,
but it's
two,
odd that. Yeah. I guess Ant-Man's coming out after the events of this when they've done such a good job otherwise of pretty much making them all sequential.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I'm not... It's maybe, not the end of the world. It's just funny
no.
that it broke the chain.
But the other turd in the punch bowl here. So Avengers 3 and 4 were both filmed back-to-back.
That's... Yeah.
They have already... there's plenty of on-set photos of the original Avengers in... their Avengers 1 costumes.
Okay, all right.
With
all right.
Ant-Man.
We don't actually need to spoil this.
No, I'm not spoiling anything.
No, but
this
you're saying stuff that like people, I don't even look at this stuff.
No,
so.
but it's been released, and it's been released for months.
No, okay. I agree, but
like,
still, like, you have to deep dive.
Right, but if
to
you're
going to
start coming up with theories, I mean, there's already evidence to prove these theories wrong.
I'm not that horny for theories.
But I'm just saying.
John
just
doesn't like deep dives.
Yeah, no.
Wait, that's at the end of the show.
Here's the thing. But, it's how it happens is the
right.
theory I'm trying
so
to
get. But one of the theories is time travel is what they're talking about.
It wouldn't surprise
cop
me.
Out. That's a cop out.
I understand it's a cop out, but it explains
yeah,
a lot.
As the next show we're talking about is all about time zones and time travel.
So comics aren't known for taking cop outs.
Yeah,
you know?
I know. Well, yeah. This was the most comic booky comic book movie I've ever seen. Easily. I mean, come on.
But more than Ang Lee's Hulk, where it literally separated him into
70% of this movie is all like splash pages.
Can I just say one thing before we move on? If it's time travel, love to see like Back to the Future style, Back to the Future 2 style, like, and it's even like about a prom.
Like, I'll say this before we switch over, and it had something to do with our second topic. Like, watching the ending of this movie, I love the fact that they had the balls to kill off all the cast at the end and just force you to wait to the next one, because these movies don't usually do shit like that.
Mm.
And, like, I felt at the end, like, William in Westworld, where I'm like, the game is real now.
Yeah.
It's got stakes. Anybody could die.
Exactly. I liked how much of a mind fuck it like just put on everybody we were seeing that movie with at the end, and just how silent it was.
Yeah.
It was quiet.
It was a very quiet scene too. Like there, I don't remember there being like any score.
No, there was no music or anything. Like, it was perfect. Like
and
that.
Everybody was just silent during it.
I was a little pissed off because of just how blatantly obvious it was. No one who did disappear or die is actually permanently gone.
Mm-hmm.
But I still gotta respect just doing it at all.
Yeah.
You gotta respect
it.
To be like we're gonna piss a lot of people off by doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're gonna have to wait a year.
Yeah, there's no way I'm stopping watching these Marvel movies without an Iron Man Captain America reunion on camera.
Yeah.
Because
we
didn't get one.
I feel like that's going to be the first half of the next one is going to be.
You think that's what it's going
to
be?
The people on Earth trying to get Cap home.
I think vice versa. I think vice versa. It's Cap. It's Nebula and Tony Stark coming back to Earth.
Yeah, something like that.
Nebula has a ship, too.
Nebula
has a ship.
How
did she get
from...
Yeah, she took a ship.
She's his way home. Because his nanobots are,
fight scene, by the way, with Spider-Man, Strange...
Oh, it was great.
That was awesome. I mean, with the portals and all this other stuff. And then Spider-Man's just like, magic! And then she's like popping through holes and shit.
The last thing you have to remember, though...
I love this movie.
So, first of all, great way of saying not to spoil this movie is Doctor Strange's line where he said he saw
605.
Like
14,605.
Yeah. But different ways on how this would end, and only one he would succeed. And it was like Doctor Strange has seen this the ending to this movie 14,000,000 times, and he never spoiled anything.
Yeah,
so you shouldn't.
Like another clue that like everybody's coming back.
Yeah,
is that line when Doctor Strange was turning to dust, where he looks, Tony, this was the only way.
Yeah. Well, he even says once Thanos gets the Time Stone, he goes, "We're in the end game now."
Yeah.
So, which means what happened was the plan.
It was intentional, yeah.
Yeah, that was... He probably didn't share it, but he...
Right.
He
was like, well, I feel like...
Doctor Strange?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You didn't tell him anything.
Here's the thing. I have a feeling Tony Stark knows.
I don't know, but his reaction...
I think...
That Spider-Man reaction was...
Right.
I
feel... If half of us were to disappear and I knew, I would basically be like... Like, and I knew, like, Chris, you weren't, or like, if there was a big group, and one person I knew wouldn't disappear, tell that one person, okay, half of us are going to disappear, but this is what I need you to do.
So you're saying Chris doesn't disappear?
Right. Chris
is
fine.
Why can't Sam not disappear?
Because I can't see Sam. My mic's in the way.
Oh, so I don't exist to you.
Nope.
Is what you're saying.
Not at all.
Blood brothers.
But it would be one of those things where I feel like Tony Stark has the guideline of what to do next. He doesn't know specifics, But he, I feel like he knows what needs to be done next.
That line, Tony, this is the only way. It feels like, you know, just you, like reassurance. Don't worry, you're on the right path.
Right, right. Which at but the same time could be the same thing.
About. You're not giving him guidance at all.
Well, I feel like maybe that was done before Thanos showed up. Like he kind of gave him a little bit of guidance, and basically that line is to reassure him. That. Be like, don't worry. This is. Like, everything's going to plan kind of thing.
Because, I'll tell you what, man, I was pretty pissed at Doctor Strange before he said this was the only way, and was very pissed at Chris Pratt, like, yes. being a big time, yeah. like, and I'll tell you what, just really quick, not a big fan of all the action scenes, like, in this movie and a good chunk of the MCU, them all fighting Thanos on Titan?
Yes.
Spider-Man, Iron Man, all of them.
The Guardians.
That was great. Yeah. I thought the lingering shot of, like, all the ones on Earth, like, individually fighting Thanos and, like, just getting crushed was just, like, a great sequence.
Yeah.
But I thought that was really dumb, man. Peter Quill, like, getting all pissed right when they were going to beat the guy who's going to
they
kill
They literally
half
got
the
it
universe.
Off his hand, and he got it by a finger. Like, the gauntlet was off his hand. Spider-Man had it. And fucking Peter Quill.
Star-Lord.
The true villain of this movie. But everything is going as planned.
Yeah, right? Well, anyway, Infinity War... No, Avengers 4 comes out.
They haven't announced the name yet.
They haven't announced the name, but it is. They say it's next year.
Yeah, no, because it was filmed back-to-back.
Imagine if Marvel's just like... We're ready. It comes out next week. How awesome. God. Jesus Christ. I mean, Disney would make $2 billion in the month of May. Yeah. Literally, $2 billion in the month of May.
Oh, they're already going to with Solo, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
It's like Pete Rose and Pete Rose's son have the most hits for a father-son duo.
Yeah, exactly.
Pete Rose over the juniors?
Yeah.
Really?
Because Pete Rose has the juniors.
You know,
Junior Griffey. Yeah, but just because Pete Rose has the record and Pete Rose Jr. has like 3 hits in the majors, and like Tom Hanks, Hank Aaron and Hank Aaron's brother are the best home run hitting duo, like brother duos in the history of baseball, because his brother has like 2 home runs and then Hank Aaron has the rest. Yeah. It's one of those kind of things, like. This movie's going to do so well. It doesn't matter what Solo does. As long as it kind of breaks even, Disney's going to make $2 billion.
Time will tell with that one.
Yeah.
Could we talk Thanos for a second?
Sure.
I thought Thanos was a very compelling villain.
Yes.
Yeah. Considering his power was going to be he just magically... And no one really ever explains what... Like, you sort of understand what the Infinity Stones and the Infinity Gauntlet does, but like... But, like, considering his power is literally just killing half the people in the world, in the universe, I thought that was great that they built it up, like, like, he's making an ethical decision, even if it's not,
it's not the popular division. In his mind, is it justified?
It's not the popular decision, but it's what he thinks is correct.
Yeah, he's split some babies in his time.
Yeah.
I thought... Josh Brolin actually, like, one of the few times where you could tell, like, yeah, they actually needed somebody to pull it off, and he did.
Yeah.
Like, I thought, like I said, made him really compelling.
Yeah. Now, do we think Thanos top villain in the MCU?
I think Thanos is probably the best comic book villain since the Joker in The Dark Knight.
Yeah. Ooh. Mm. I think I agree with you, John.
See, I mean, Loki.
It's a low bar.
Loki's good, but it's like the problem with Loki is he good? Is he bad? Plus the hero isn't
he's also
the smartest hero.
But that's the good. Plus that's the good part about him.
The problem with Loki is that like he doesn't have any like motivation. His motivation is to cause chaos and just be like, I'm mischievous.
He's also really. He's better in the movies where he's not really like the direct villain.
Right.
Like, Thor, is he the bad guy in Thor?
Yeah.
Which one?
Pretty much, yeah.
But yes.
Yeah.
Yes and no. The first Thor, yes and no. It's more a story of redemption for Thor, where it's Thor getting his hammer back and going back there. And I mean, yeah, Loki is kind of the villain in it.
He's the villain.
Yeah.
But then, and then, you know, Thor 2, it's Malekith, and
but he is sort of the bad guy in the Avengers.
He is the bad guy in the Avengers.
I mean, I like Loki more in the movies. He's not the bad guy. I'll say it like that.
I think Avengers is definitely his best at being the main bad guy, because he kind of poses. He has an army,
right?
Like, and you pick apart his plan, and it like everything follows through for his plan, not Thanos' plan, but his plan. So
yeah, but like Avengers doesn't stand up on the villain. This movie is all about the villain.
I mean, at the end it says Thanos will return. Like, it's really
it's not the Avengers will return.
Right. No, it's an Avengers movie, really, just a marketing sense, because it's really an MCU movie first and then a Thanos movie second.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Screen time, Thanos got the most. Second, Iron Man, maybe.
I don't know.
I think it's either that or either that or Bruce Banner.
Yeah, Cap got one of the lowest, which is
because he's not in it. That's very often.
Yeah, you know, I'll
take
we
had like no Cap arc whatsoever. Like, you expecting the Cap arc to be him putting the star back on and being like redeemed
there was one part I kind of didn't like, which is very sad because I really like the character. So Black Panther's sister, when they're talking about Vision, how like she complete like gives Bruce Banner like, why didn't you do this? And he was like, oh, because we didn't think that, like, I could have done without that kind of thing. I felt like
it was a comedy insert,
but it wasn't even funny.
They tried.
Yeah. I felt like that scene would have been better if it was more of a melting pot between the two minds, like the Tony Stark
Ultron creation,
right,
almost.
Yeah. Right.
Here's the thing, Sean. I think of like a good reason for that. They didn't have time.
No, I understand
that.
That
take up precious seconds, which I think this movie. So,
hold on.
But it's just the delivery of that scene where they're like, oh, here's Vision. We need to get the time stone. She's like, oh, I see all this stuff. Yeah, blah, 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 science jargon. And then she's like, well, didn't you think about doing it this way? And Banner's like, no. It's just, first of all, it wasn't a funny line.
Okay.
We're lingering on this way too much.
I mean, Sean, there's like 150 jokes in this movie.
Did you guys notice, and I wanted to mention this, when she's doing the removal, I guess, of Vision's thing, did you notice that she's like finishing up, and then it looks like she finishes doing something with it? And I think that there might have been, all right, well, maybe she downloaded the stone or came up with the solution to the problem. Granted, they took the stone, and in the end, it happened. But I think that's going to play a major part in the next movie on how to control the stones, because it really looked like she completed something, had like a revelation, and then moved on.
Maybe
like hid or ran away or whatever.
I'm not going to lie. There was a moment there I really thought Scarlet Witch was going to destroy Thanos. Like,
that would have been so weird.
I would not have accepted that. But they stated it so many times. She's the only one powerful enough to destroy those stones. And there
Now I'm like wanting to see is just like the opening of the second movie is like Thanos walking in a field and just gets fucking like clipped in his head by an arrow. And it's just like a smash cut to Renner being like, now let's get those dead people back.
Well, that I mean, I hate to say it, but that is
plausible.
Civil War 2. Unfortunately, that's what it
that's
is.
Hulk kills Thanos, all of a sudden
you see like an arrow coming and Hulk gets
killed.
Yeah,
that does happen in there.
That's like the first.
Yeah,
first
and there's book. A whole like court thing going on with him, like because Banner designed a gamma arrow to kill him if the Hulk ever came out again.
So your idea is out there. But
I like the idea you're on to.
Yeah.
Just some minor character we have not really been introduced that much to being the hero.
Like, preferably she died, but whoever Colby Smulders is supposed to be, the like shield like assistant.
Mm. Maria Hill.
Not Romanov. Maria Hill. Yeah.
It's just interesting. So we got a little less Black Panther, not necessarily less Wakanda.
Right.
But like Black Panther, I think, says like 5 words in this movie.
Yeah, he doesn't say a lot.
Which, I mean, he just had his thing.
We see the Gorilla King again, which I'm okay with.
Yeah, he was cool.
The Gorilla King.
Hang on. Could I guess what that guy's story is in Black Panther?
Sure, go ahead.
They are like either related or childhood rivals or something like that, and they fight each other at one point, and then they decide that they can live together, but sort of in their separate way.
You're half right. Okay. The first half is entirely wrong. The second half is right.
They do fight each other,
and they do. He lets them live in order to,
live
in like civilized harmony.
They're from rival tribes.
So basically, was it Wakanda?
No, it was literally,
John's sake. It was like Wakanda was like five tribes. Four of them are sided. He's part of the one that didn't side with the rest. Okay. That's literally all you need to know.
Or you could just watch the movie.
I could.
The movie wasn't bad.
I came very close to seeing that before we saw the Avengers.
Yeah, we were talking about that in line where we're like, this would be a great time to see Black Panther.
Ooh. I got a big... Let's like kind of finish up the story because we're done. We're moving on.
Well, we still have to talk the post.
The post what?
Post-credit scene.
Do we? I thought that was such a big letdown.
It's Captain Marvel.
It's Captain Marvel.
That's it.
Yeah.
No, we never mentioned it.
Samuel L. Jackson. We don't have to.
Samuel L. Jackson goes, "Oh motherfucker," and then disappears.
Actually, did you? There was a lot of swearing in this movie.
Yeah,
more so than usual.
Yeah, the language was interesting. I mean, it's not like they were dropping F bombs, but you know,
no. But they definitely said more swears than they did.
More profanity.
In other words. I remember Spider-Man saying "shit." Yeah. That surprised me.
Sam's all about the Spidey.
Well, we got to give our grades.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Crap.
I have, like, one very quick comment. I just noticed this while watching it, and, like, I just went back to other movies he was in, and I'm like, you know what? Is it me, or does Mark Ruffalo always look like acting hurts him?
Yeah.
Like, he looks like he's pain when he's delivering his lines.
Well, full disclosure, Thor Ragnarok, he was in pain trying to fight the Hulk back, so yeah
and in
looked
this,
that way.
Well, this no, one, I'm he's not trying even to fight
this one, he's
get
trying
Hulk.
To get the Hulk out, yeah. So it's just like, he's trying to get like an erection or something.
Like, I'm not even talking like the MCU, I mean like in like Fox Hunter and Spotlight, like he just always looks like he's in pain.
No, it's... grades?
Well, last thing I want to say, how great was Banner in the Hulkbuster? Because we said the Hulkbuster was there.
It was okay.
I actually
could have lived without it.
Well, it's the only way to get him into the fight. And it was kind of funny that they had access
to it. I don't know, we didn't
have
enough superheroes or fight scenes.
Yeah, there was a lot crammed in there.
I'll give the movie the credit for this. It's such like a spectacle on its own. Like, it's really tough to like compare it to just like movies in general.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think I've ever seen a movie that's so, like, it's really, like, an entire, like, one-act movie, like, Gravity or, like, Dunkirk or something like that, where it's just, like, action the entire time. I know I'm going to get a Snyder mark being like, oh, I don't know, there's a lot of talking on a boat in Dunkirk when nothing fucking happens, but...
there are talking in planes.
No jelly toast in this movie, unfortunately. Was it good? Okay, yeah. So it was so different. I don't know. I thought it was good. I'm gonna give it an 8.2.
Okay.
All right. So Chris's rating is a 9, but Chris's real rating is an 8.82. I was gonna do an 8.2 as well.
I didn't know Chris had two ratings.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
I really, really like this movie. Okay,
rating.
So let me explain. I really, really like this movie.
Right.
Really like this movie. I had low expectations. It exceeded them.
Yeah.
9. But in reality, comparing it to all the other movies that I've seen over the past year, 8.2.
Okay.
I'm going actually a little higher than you guys. I'm saying like 8.6.
Wow. I went with an 8.3. So.
We're right in the area.
Yeah, we're all like ballpark.
I don't even
want
to check IMDb or Rotten
Tomatoes. I can already tell you IMDb.
10.
Yeah,
fan score is a 9. So basically what Chris feels. And then the Meta score was, I think, a 68.
Yeah.
Really? Okay, yeah. So it's, I mean, it's not a self-contained movie.
Right. You need to see all the others.
Most of the others.
All but Ant-Man to see this movie.
Most of Iron Man 2, you don't have to
see. Okay, well, here's... Well,
War Machine
here's,
transition from...
It doesn't matter. He's in the first one anyways.
No,
and he's
not.
In the third
like,
one.
The only
Terrence
reason to
Howard
see
is
Iron
in
Man
the first
2.
Iron Man. Like the Don only, Cheadle is in Iron Man 2.
Yeah, the only reason to see Iron Man 2 is be like, oh, where's why is Don Cheadle here?
Right? Yeah. So you
where's
need
what's
to see
his
it.
Name?
No, you can skip it.
You need to see
it's,
it.
No, it's a skippable movie.
Here's something Sam and I were talking about online. I don't know. Maybe we might want to discuss this another time. But I thought Avengers was a good kind of cutoff for this. Okay, so we talk a lot, or at least it comes up often enough about, you know, how are you going to show your kids Star Wars, you know, first time through. Mm-hmm. Not that this is going to be relevant for anybody in the room. sorry. I realize like my sarcastic comment just became a cell phone, but that's something else. All right, anyway. So, you know, but there's only 9 Star Wars movies, really 10, soon 11.
Only
but
nine.
Nine that are in like that one straight arc, because really the others are standalone, or supposed to be. So, you know, there's an order, you can see them. Some people say, you know, chronologically by the release date, by when they're actually supposed to take place. Okay. What do you even start with the MCU? Just the MCU, not X-Men or anything else. Because I think there's obviously like the big movies, the good movies you don't want to skip, but then maybe like if there's what, 16 right now? How many are there? 14?
That's a lot.
It's 18.
Okay, so if there's like 18 right now, there's probably like 10 you need to see and really should see, and the rest you could skip, and probably 4 that you should skip.
So
to give you an idea, so Guardians 1 you obviously have to see to understand who the Guardians are.
We're not going through which ones, but
I'm giving an example. I said, but if you skip Guardians 2, if you watch this movie, you'd kind of be like, wait, who's this Mantis person? But it doesn't affect them as a whole. So it's like, okay, you know, you can kind of skip 2 and get the gist of who Mantis is in this movie.
I can see that.
So there's plenty of movies like that. We were talking about you have to see everybody's origin.
Do you want to go? It's only 18 movies.
It's really quick.
I would, and this is what I'm going to do in several years, but I am going to do exactly every movie start to finish from the chronological release.
Okay.
Because for some reason, I feel like they all fit perfectly in to the time that it needs to be shown.
Okay.
That's a project, man.
Yeah.
Well, I did it before this movie, so myself.
True. Toru.
If you are going to skip Guardians 2, definitely.
Yep.
Well, let's just really quick.
Really quick. What are
Iron Man? Definite.
Yep.
Iron Man 2.
Potential. Skip. Potential skip. It is.
Okay.
It is. I'll admit that.
I was gonna say skip altogether.
You'll need Thor 1. You'll need Cap 1. Yes. So all the origins. Skip the Thor 2.
Yes.
Cap Winter Soldier is a must.
It's a must, but you can skip it
for this movie.
No, in general, for what we're talking about is the storyline of all of these movies. If you can take out Captain 2, take out the Winter Soldier, and you kind of...
Well, hang on.
That is
there
an
is
entirely...
Buckley.
I mean, the whole villain, the whole half of that movie is the Winter Soldier.
But if you have Civil War, you can figure it out.
Civil War, they reintroduce Bucky as a bad guy.
That is true.
So...
But you don't understand the dynamic at the end of the movie, the third act of that movie.
No, you do.
No, you don't, because
you do.
Captain America is severe friends with Bucky.
Yeah. No,
and then he's the villain in the second one, and then he still has that friendship in the end.
But you see Bucky in the first Captain.
Let's move on, guys.
Yeah. Either way.
Well, Winter Soldier is contentious. I skipped over Incredible Hulk, which is obviously... that one.
Yeah, you can skip that one.
It is good. It is fun to watch. It's Edward Norton and...
But you can easily skip it.
I think I understand Chris's answer more and more here. He just want them all.
I just want them all.
Hey,
give it to me all.
There's something to be said for completists. Okay, so then Avengers, which I think you have to watch.
You have to.
You don't have to understand this movie.
Yeah, you do. It's the first time you see Thanos.
Giving you crap for it.
Oh, okay.
Regurgitating what you're saying when Civil War is solely based off of the second Captain America movie.
He's pulling the switcheroo. Okay.
Then I think you got Iron Man 3 in there, which is, again, a skip.
No, see, I disagree because... Only reason why I disagree is because they really dwell on Tony Stark's PTSD.
Yeah, but that doesn't really work.
PTSD.
PTSD,
and you're not telling me that Winter Soldier's friendship between Bucky and Cap is not spilt over in every single
episode. Yeah, I would take Bucky's relationship over.
Maybe, but the thing is...
When has his PTSD ever come up?
No, it hasn't. Yeah. Not even Civil War.
I hate to say it, but you know that stupid kid who's in Iron Man 3 that helps Iron Man out when like he doesn't work anymore?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's just going to be in the next Avenger.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I hate to say that.
I won't recognize him.
No, yeah.
How are you changing your life choices based on that?
No, it's just kind of disappointing because a lot of people are saying he's going to be the next Iron Man and nobody wants that.
No. I want the next Iron Man to be either Riri Williams. Riri Williams.
Wait, who's that?
Just a random girl from Chicago.
Oh, because that fucking makes it any different.
No, I think it's going... I really want it to be... Suri.
Black Panther's sister. Yeah, I agree
I
with that.
And that would work.
I really want it, and it would work. Got the sarcasm.
She got the guns.
Dirty mixes. Yep. She's a tech genius. That's what I got.
It works. All right.
Ultron, I can tell you definitely can skip.
Yeah.
Yep.
Civil War is a must.
Yes.
Definitely.
Oh, so Guardians.
Guardians 1, yes.
Yeah, Guardians is a lock.
Ultron, yes. I would say you need maybe 10, 15 minutes out of Ultron.
What, Scarlet Witch?
Just to give you Scarlet Witch kind of vision. Yeah, vision intros. Too. Intros. That's about it.
But you get a better idea of them in Civil War.
You get more of their relationship, but the creation and of Vision is important with the Infinity Stone, because that's the whole point. If you do 10 minutes of Ultron, you'll get there.
I guess.
And Civil War is a must, because that way you understand why Tony Stark has a flip phone in this movie.
Crap, why does he? I totally forgot.
I forgot about it too until I finished it. I didn't actually finish Civil War before I saw it, and I went back and watched it. At the end, Cap mails him the phone. It's like a burner phone.
It's like, call me when you need me.
When you need me, call me.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, now I remember. Yeah, like it's like the last scene or like a mid-credit scene or something.
It's the last scene.
Yeah.
It's a good ending. Okay.
I know we just said you can't skip origin stories. I think you can skip Ant-Man, guys.
Oh, easily. With this film?
Especially
with
this movie.
And it even looks like with the way that they're going with Ant-Man and Wasp, I'd probably think that one's going to be better than the first one. And I thoroughly enjoyed the first Ant-Man.
I think, yeah, I saw that trailer. It's like, how are you going to top this, man? Like, I feel bad for Ant-Man. Like, it does have to be, like, a total, like, left-hand turn.
But the
like
thing
Ant-Man
is,
would
the
be.
Ant-Man budget is ridiculously smaller
than
this movie, and it's probably a little bit bigger than the first movie, so...
Which is appropriate, if you think about it.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but, I mean, you can't... You're never going to be like for like. It's not like we're going to put Civil War out after the Avengers. I guess that's it. Oh, Guardians 2.
Skip it.
Skip. 100% skip.
Thor
down,
Ragnarok,
skip.
I think you got
to
see.
You have to see because it leaves off where this one picks up.
And it's just funny.
And it's the best of the Thors.
And honestly, I don't know if you need to see Black Panther.
No, you don't. Just because of Civil War, you don't.
You don't.
You should. To. Probably should, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's on the list.
It was a good film. But. It was a very good film. Everybody's hyping up Killmonger.
Right?
It's the like one of the best villains.
I don't see it.
We already talked about it in the previous,
I know, but
the previous episodes, but...
We'll talk more post.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Do we want to... Okay, so do we want to go to Westworld?
How long are we?
It's fine. Hour 15.
Yeah.
Well, we can save it for a week and do Legion and Westworld.
We already told the audience we were going to talk about it. Just go, John.
All right.
Dive down that rabbit hole.
We're not going to discuss the episode.
No, just go down the rabbit hole.
A massive, fulfilling episode.
No.
I thought... The one thing I'm going to say about this episode, we're seeing a lot more of the world. I still don't know why I would care. like what any like I know a lot more stuff, but I don't really think it. I don't know how much it matters.
Yeah, they keep like showing us in this episode. They keep showing us the world outside.
Yeah,
and like I don't know why.
The only thing that was kind of interesting was seeing the initial pitch and then seeing like post like Westworld the first time William. Yes. That was kind of interesting.
Yeah,
the pitch with I forgot the actor's
Logan.
Name.
Right,
but the pitch with him that was awesome. I thought that was great.
Yeah,
yeah. Evan Rachel Wood, pretty, very pretty. I don't know what
fills,
to say.
It fills just, out a dress, man. I'll tell you.
Like they for some reason they hire the prettiest people to be in this show.
Well, they are supposed to be perfect. Like, yeah, you know.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Okay.
And my, Harris. Oh my God.
My continuing like. Dislike of the whole Dolores storyline continues in this one because this is very Dolores heavy, and I'm just like, oh God, she's getting a god complex now.
I do like how they show her in the world, like Bernard actually taking
that was okay, her. But like her present day is just
sorry,
like
you're wrong. It wasn't Bernard.
Oh, that was Arnold. Was That's Arnold. Right. That was Arnold.
That was Arnold.
Because we still have yet to see Anthony Hopkins, but we've heard his voice many of times.
We saw him in the window.
Yeah, but it was a reflection, and it was fuzzy, and he had hair.
Okay. Speaking of which, here's my two theories to rock your world.
Okay.
Is this on Reddit, or is this your own?
This is on Reddit, possibly also subsiting other podcasts and websites. But
John's going down that rabbit hole.
Okay, guys.
This is deep.
So I brought up it's pretty much two, but kind of three. Alright. The one that's kind of doesn't probably the worst of the three, but still kind of interesting. People think so we got introduced to what the hell's his name? What's William's father in law's name? It's like Rick Delos or something.
The Irish guy?
Yeah, the Scottish guy that shows up.
Is he Scottish or Irish?
I think he's Scottish.
Okay.
Anyway, there's a theory that, so, they think people are able to, since we sort of saw the concept last week of, like, the minds, like, people's minds getting, like, extracted.
Yeah.
Thinking maybe it's easy to transfer one to another.
Right.
Maybe. So it looks kind of like he's dying in this one. Like he's kind of coughing a couple times.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It sounds like it's a retirement party, but he's very...
kind of being forced into retirement because of health reasons.
Right.
Okay.
Could infer that. One thing I can't... Funny that they brought back the same actress from that photo. Did you guys catch that, by the way?
Yeah.
That's who it is. It's William's wife. The photo from like the first episode that... Dolores' father sees, and people are surmising maybe old man Delos, this is like consciousness or other, is like in that robot.
Okay.
All right.
I don't know what that adds, but anyway. All right. So going further past that, now this I thought was great.
Just trying to wrap my head around that theory.
Mm-hmm. Well, part of it is that's what they were trying to get off the island. If you remember, because they put it into his body.
The asset,
like, maybe that's worked. But then I also went back and watched some episodes, and he's in the stuff before they even show up to the park. Like, he's in the early, early flashbacks of the first season.
Yeah.
When, like, they're still setting up the park.
Yeah.
So, when Arnold's still alive. Speaking of your boy, Bernard. So, when we see this, I guess is more from the first episode, but when you see him going into the cave with, I keep wanting to just say the actor's name, Tessa Thompson, the lady from the company.
Yeah.
When he sees the blank ones,
mm-hmm.
It kind of goes back to the whole people know Bernard is a fucking robot because, like, how could you not?
Yeah.
Like, they make reference in the first season that they purged his records sort of from the archives, but it's still kind of weird, especially, like, high-ranking people at the company. Although, the person who ran the park didn't know, right? Teresa, the one he slept with. But,
yeah.
So, what if she knows, and when he goes into the cave, what if instead of a blank drone, they're actually other versions of Bernard?
Oh.
And that's why he sees him as blank, because he needs to see something, but his programming doesn't...
Right.
Yeah.
That'd be fucking weird.
That's trippy.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I like that theory.
That does feel like a J.J. Abrams twist, where it's like... It's it's a mind-blowing twist, but then you think back, like, what the hell does that have to do with the story?
No, yeah, nothing.
Well, took out that serum-looking stuff and then injected himself.
Right, because he was fighting the corruption.
Yeah.
So part of the marketing materials is that there was a picture of Bernard, and there's, like, multiple Bernard, like, in different forms of, like, assembly. But there were, okay, like... like, he wasn't the only Bernard, like, in a picture, and it was, like, clear. Like, it was kind of more, like, presented like it was a trippy thing, but who the fuck knows?
Right.
So yeah, maybe... I was going to say, that could just be, like, promotion. He's a robot. We found out he's a robot. That was the big reveal. Now we're going to show him being built as a robot.
So maybe there's a bunch of Bernards running afoot. And maybe if there's a bunch of Bernards running afoot, guys, maybe the Bernard that washed up on the shore isn't Bernard.
Oh,
what if
okay.
he's Teddy? And, because Teddy dies at the end,
mm-hmm.
but if you go back and replay that scene, I had mentioned this before, like, in the first week, that, like, maybe people were thinking, like, he's on a loop or something like that. He acts weird, which actually, I guess, still could be the case, but anyway, Teddy... okay, so the reason why people think he might be Teddy is that he's dressed a little bit like Teddy. He, what is it? Shit. He's dressed a little bit like Teddy. He, like, looks at his hands weird and stuff. And, like... oh, man. Fuck. Shit, now I'm forgetting the theory.
Oh.
You have too many theories in your little repertoire over there.
Dude, I'm totally blanking. I feel like an asshole. Oh, man.
Everybody's looking at you, too.
I know. Sam... stall. What did you think of the musical choices, Sam? Oh, here's... okay. So I'll just give you the meat and potatoes of this.
Okay.
Last theory.
Well, no. This is just an explanation of this. But yes, this is the last theory. So, Jonathan Nolan and his wife, who is the other showrunner,
mm-hmm.
Lisa Joy, they did an AMA on Reddit, on the Westworld Reddit, going into the real Dragon's Den there. So... are you guys familiar with this at all?
Yeah.
They said they were going to spoil the show, and they posted a YouTube video that's essentially Jeffrey Wright explaining, like, the first scene that we see of, like, you know, Bernard wakes up on a beach. They come over and they say, well, fuck, what's going on, Bernard? So he does all that for, like, a minute. Like, it's a 25-minute long video. And then, like, at minute two, it cuts to Dolores and playing the piano, singing Never Gonna Give You Up, essentially rickrolling everybody. But guys, there are some, like, flash frames in that video, mm-hmm. and it shows Bernard, like, on the train, like, dressed as Teddy, and, like, other shit that Teddy's done, and it's just very weird.
Okay,
You have the mind turning. Like, last season. I'm not going to believe it until I see it.
Yeah. And we were pretty...
just like Bernard with the robot. I really didn't think he was until they walked in that door.
One other thing that I just remembered. So that first scene we see of Dolores talking to Bernard is actually Dolores explaining, like, how to be Teddy. Or how to be Bernard to Teddy.
Okay.
And maybe if you think about it, like, it could plausibly be that, like... because Teddy's obviously dead in that river, or right. that sea, or whatever.
Right.
So, maybe they're using that to their advantage. Okay. Who knows? All right.
Okay.
That's all I got. That segment didn't turn out as great.
So, Westworld is still going strong, I'm assuming.
Yes.
We all agree we're still in on this.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, one... if you made it this far, I don't... one quick plug, I mentioned Barry, like, 6 weeks ago. I just kind of stopped watching it because, like, Sunday nights were very full.
Yeah.
It's great. You really got to check it out. It's fantastic. It's funny, a little dark, but just solid.
Chris, have you continued on the terror?
No, because I did Lost in Space. I finished Lost in Space.
Oh, okay. I haven't yet.
I'm trying to cut back on the shows that I'm watching now. I'm trying to finish up the DVR so that way I don't have...
I'm sticking to Westworld and Legion right now.
Okay. We'll talk off.
Lost in Space, worth finishing?
No.
Okay.
No? Okay.
On that note.
My dad actually really liked it.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Maybe your dad will be the first sub. That would be great.
Yeah, maybe he'll join us. Yeah, maybe he'll be the fill-in. Why not? Why not?
I just want to mention something really quick. I just thought of it. I saw someone show the poster for Infinity War, and with everybody on it, half the people on it died.
Wow.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay.
Jeez, Sam. All right, well, anyway, that's
end on a downer.
So next week we're going to do some Westworld, some Legion, probably.
What's the balance, though?
I hope none of you, like, fast-forwarded through the Avengers part because you didn't want spoilers, and then Sam just fucking spoiled it.
Yeah, there you
asshole.
Go.
Asshole.
Suck it. Well, anyway, on that note, that does it for us for this week. Until next time.
Bye.
Adios.
Way to go, Sam.
Rosebud's a sled.